Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to a new episode of Conscious Cool Chic Radio with Molly McCord. That is me. Thank you for your presence as we meet every Wednesday to talk about astrology and energies. We throw in some spiritual guidance, some soul stuff, some consciousness stuff. You know, we mix it up, make it fun, and hopefully it all benefits you on your path and what you're experiencing right now. Because we can think we're alone in some of this stuff, but we never really are. We're always connected to something bigger, and we are always connected to our free will. And I hope that this show empowers you to think about your choices and your free will in a whole new way. So today is June 21st, which is the summer solstice here in the Northern Hemisphere. To our friends in the Southern Hemisphere, it is the winter solstice. And because of how the globe is divided up, population-wise, the Northern Hemisphere gets more attention, doesn't it? We talk more about the seasons as we experience them here in the Northern Hemisphere just because there's more people on the globe living in this half of the equator. But I want to recognize that our friends in the Southern Hemisphere are balancing the energies. We all balance the energies for each other, and that's what the solstice does. The summer solstice is the day of the most light. We have long days. We have the opportunity to be in the sun, to absorb the rays, to feel the warmth. It is a time of great light. And it is a wonderful time to also look at your intentions for the next 3 months until the equinox on September 21st. That's how we divide up the seasons, of course. And from now until the equinox, we have a three-month span of time to take steps further on our journey. This next 3 months involves the sun traveling through Cancer, Leo, and Virgo. And then in September, it enters Libra starts a new three-month cycle. So we mark the calendar year through different means, different measurements, and the solstice is a significant time in astrology because we enter the sign of Cancer. The Sun and Mercury entered Cancer at the same time last night, which is very unique. Mercury is fast. He's a speedy little bugger. He goes faster than all the other planets. And so he is actually lined up with the sun in Cancer right now. It's like they're holding hands. And Mercury is all about our thoughts, how we think, how we talk, how we process information, how we speak, and what we like to mentally engage with, play within our heads. It's a very active sign. Like I said, he's very busy. And so with Mercury coupled up with the sun right now in Cancer, it adds a faster pace to life. And I don't know about you, but yesterday, Tuesday, I was feeling kind of sluggish and slow. And then I slept, and today's a new day, and I felt an energy change. This is something I've noticed in the past, I would say, at least 3 to 4 years of my life as I become more in tune with these energy changes. It's like you become in greater alignment, and I feel the shifts more personally and more deeply. And that's something that happened last night, was I could feel this fresh energy come in. I hope you felt it too on some level. I hope you feel that. I don't know, it's almost like how can I describe it? It's like this new momentum, a new fresh start. Something gets initiated and kicked off. Now, that's because Cancer is one of the cardinal signs in the zodiac. A cardinal sign is an initiator. It begins something. It gets it started. And it's synced up with every season. So Cancer kicks off summer. We are done with school. We're ready for vacation. Maybe, you know, we mentally feel a shift at work. You notice, okay, the temperatures are getting warmer. You know, I want to go to the beach or I want to go to the lake. I'm ready to take some time off. We look at how far we've come since the beginning of the year in January. And Cancer is not only a cardinal sign that starts the season, it's also a water sign. It's the first water sign in the zodiac, and it's connected with our heart, home, mother, nurturing, emotions and feelings, our intuition, our private space, alone time, where we go to feel safe. So we shift from being perhaps too busy to saying, I need a break, I need a vacation, I need a staycation. Maybe you just think, okay, the weather is finally nice enough, I can do some home projects. I can take some time off and just enjoy my house or enjoy my loved ones. Cancer is about our family, our immediate family, nuclear family, your relationship with your mother, being a mother, how you care for your world, how you care for your home. I always think of Cancer actually as the kitchen, because you want to nourish people and feed them and give them good food, and cooking food and serving it is very much about connecting with other people. So there's something very sweet about Cancer energy. It's where we want to be able to express ourselves honestly. We want to say, this is how I feel. And it is the first sign of the zodiac that is ready to share its feelings. And so Cancer initiates those conversations. It's one of the strengths of the sign, is that you get to the heart of what matters. Cancer will say, well, this is what I'm feeling about this. This is my truth. This is where it's connecting to me. This is what I'm intuitively feeling or interpreting. It's a very feminine energy, and it's meant to trust its feelings, truly to trust how it feels. The other side of Cancer energy is that it can be defensive. It can be vulnerable. If it doesn't feel safe, it will feel the need to be very self-protective. Cancer is associated with a crab, and so think of a crab shell, right? And it goes in to a place of safety when the outside world is too much or overloading the senses. Cancer is sensitive. It needs to retreat and retract. It needs alone time. In fact, all of the water signs need alone time. And if you have your sun in Cancer, your moon in Cancer, or any sign in the water signs, you will feel that too. It's that, okay, I need time to myself, to listen, to receive. It's a receptive energy. And typically, you need to be around water. That's how you release and decompress and relax. It could be you just need to take a really delicious bath, a really luxurious bath, or go to the ocean or visit a river. Anything with water, a body of water, is very soothing to Cancer energy. So we have the sun now in Cancer, and we have Mercury traveling alongside the sun in Cancer, which is making us a little bit busier. We've had Mars in Cancer for a while now. So that's three signs, all in Cancer. And actually, that's been a theme of this year. We've had multiple signs all coming together in similar signs, multiple planets in similar signs, really highlighting a theme. So this theme right now, especially as we're going and building up to the Cancer new moon, is to really be in touch with your feelings and anything from childhood that is lingering or coming up right now. Yes, that's right. Your childhood is coming up because Cancer stirs up our unconscious feelings that were formed when we were younger, when we were receiving nurturing or not receiving it. It can bring up your relationship with your mom. It can bring up how you mother. It can bring up a part of yourself that you never saw before. And that's because, again, it's a very receptive energy that just receives and accommodates. And until you're aware of those patterns and those feelings, they show up in different ways in your life. So it could be that something comes up for you that reminds you of childhood. Maybe, it's something with your friends, something with vacation, something with work, something with your mom. It's like something can make you feel like you go to that place that is that childlike version of yourself. And it's meant to show you where you need to nurture yourself, where you tend to and care for that part of yourself that was hurt or vulnerable or didn't know how maybe to defend itself or stand up for itself. And instead what you do is you hold and care for yourself and you get to the heart of your feelings around it. So this is important to stay aware of because we have quite a few planets in Cancer, and now we're building up to a Cancer new moon, which makes it even more of a spotlight on these energies. So the Cancer new moon is on Saturday, June 24th. It could be on the 23rd, depending on your time zone. That's because it happens late at night. And at that time, we're going to have the sun and the moon at 2 degrees of Cancer, plus Mercury at 5 degrees, and then Mars at 12 degrees of Cancer. So you've got 4 signs there. This can make, in the lowest energetic sense, it can make things very defensive, reactionary, emotional, sensitive, because there's that underlying current of I have to protect something, I have to make sure I feel safe. Now, this energy has some flow because of how Mars in Cancer makes a trine to Neptune in Pisces. And it helps with the sense of what am I learning? How can I see this from a higher place? How can I stay open-hearted with more compassion? We also have a very interesting and dynamic T-square going on with the new moon. Now, a T-square means there are 3 planets making a square connections, and they have different intentions. There's a discomfort with T-squares. We have Mars in Cancer squaring Jupiter in Libra and opposing Pluto in Capricorn, which is building. So I need to take a deep breath there. I feel like there's going to be something that needs to break loose. And if you have something you need to say, I would be very aware of your words and the undercurrent of emotion that could burst through, and to perhaps sit with it, ground yourself, steady it, feel in control of it instead of it being in control of you. Otherwise, this new moon is really lovely in terms of the sense of flow, of openness, of heart energy. There's a sense here that we can really open our heart chakras, expand it to more people, expand it to open to forgive, to let go, to find greater compassion. You know, we say these words, but we have to practice them. They don't just happen. You have to have compassion and practice compassion. If you have forgiveness, you practice it. So this is a great new moon for any of those feelings. The new moon in Cancer is always interesting because the moon is ruled by Cancer. So it really amplifies home base feeling, that you can express your feelings and it's safe to do so, that it's safe to be yourself in your life, in your home, in with your family, and in the world. So looking at what feelings come up with this new moon will be wonderful guides for you, wonderful ways to understand where you're at on your soul's journey in this lifetime, where you're at in honoring how you feel, also where you are at in understanding that you and you alone are responsible for your feelings and no one else is. So looking at, am I projecting? Am I making someone else responsible for this feeling? Is there any unconscious blame? Where do you go emotionally with this stuff? And you can find that in your chart, in your natal astrology chart, by looking at 2 degrees of Cancer. Whatever house placement that shows up for you, that's where you can look at this energy and make sure you're not projecting it, you're not throwing it out there, but instead you're saying, okay, this is how I feel. This is really valid, and it's okay that I feel this way. So it's quite an emotional time. But I feel like, it just feels like there can be some bursts, like clearing, things that you just need to get out and be done with. I love that there is also a Venus and Pluto trine happening with this new moon. Venus in Taurus is so happy. She's a happy little duckling in Taurus because she can be herself. She can feel appreciated, worthy, strong, grounded, enjoying life, enjoying what's happening in her world. And when she trines Pluto, she gets a surge of power. And Pluto in Capricorn is a surge of authority. It's the collective energy of, this is what I'm here to do. This is what I'm here to offer. I feel good offering these parts of myself to the world. I feel strong in my self-worth. Pluto is transformative. Pluto is powerful. Pluto deepens something. It helps us see it in a new way, in a deeper way. And so this energy is a wonderful, it's like a foundational element here. They're both in earth signs, so they're practical, realistic. They understand the world, and yet they're like, I'm going to claim my space in the world, and I'm going to embrace myself and my light in this world. Now, I want to throw in a quick little heads up for you here that for the past year or so, I've been putting together a book with 23 amazing women. It's called Modern Heroine Soul Stories. We are releasing this book to the world this weekend, and we're doing so by offering free gifts with purchase because our book is a nonprofit book. We're donating all book royalties to Women for Women International. And then we want to, you know, benefit as many people as we can. So not only do we want to benefit the nonprofit, but we hope to benefit you, the reader, the person who may find exactly the inspiration or story you need right now on your journey. And so not only will you be able to download and read the book, or perhaps get a paperback, but you can then redeem a free gift These are high value gifts, by the way, up to $150. They're not they're things that you want, believe me. They're really cool things, like a custom numerology report for the rest of 2017. Wouldn't that be awesome to just know what every month holds for you the rest of this year? There's one-on-one coaching and health guidance and healing and master classes and book downloads and some products like a t-shirt and songs. I mean, it's all kinds of cool stuff. So you can choose one with each book purchase. And so I share that with you because this is how I believe we can make the most of this energy right now, is being honest with our soul stories, our feelings, our fears, our struggles, our vulnerabilities, and showing how we transform them into greater light. And that is truly what this book has been about. These 23 women are phenomenal, so courageous, incredible essays. I mean, I was just blown away. So check out modernheroinesoulstories.com to learn a little bit more. And that's one thing that we hope to contribute with this new moon and what's going on astrologically, is to take our own feelings and have those be supportive, connective strands for other people on their journey. So check that out. Okay, looking ahead then into next week as we move through this new moon, that can be very... It could be emotional and sensitive for you. It could just feel good as well. You know, it depends on how you are at this point with honoring your own feelings and honoring what you've experienced in your life. There is a sense that it just feels good. There could be an amplification. And then we move into early next week, next Monday and Tuesday, and the energy moves then into Leo. The moon will go into Leo, and it's going to be much more supportive. It's going to be that sense of feeling stronger in your heart. Whatever Cancer gets started, Leo solidifies. Leo turns into a creative expression. Leo makes you feel proud of it. So if the new moon or the weekend is emotionally big, that the moon going into Leo on Tuesday feels stronger. There is a sense of strength with it, especially because the Leo moon is then going to trine Saturn. It's going to conjunct the North Node. It's going to make a lovely sextile to Jupiter. It's also going to make a nice trine to Uranus. So it's like the middle of next week has some lovely aspects going on with that moon in Leo. And you'll feel more reliable, stable, steady, on your feet emotionally. So keep that in mind, because that can help if anything comes up, anything, you know, that triggers you comes up. Mercury's moving pretty fast, as he always does, and he's going to make a conjunction with Mars next week, which can be some emotional words, defensiveness, stinging. Just keep an eye on that. It's when our inner child shows up, and we are childish. Under Cancer, if we haven't evolved with the Cancer energy, we still remain a child in this part of our chart. So again, it's looking at what you receive and expect from others versus what you now give yourself. So as we start this journey through Cancer, keep that in mind. You're looking at, okay, what did I not receive as a child or in my childhood or from my mother that I now am looking for in some other area of my life, but I'm an adult, I'm responsible, I'm mature, I can figure this out. I can understand it with greater responsibility and not expect someone else to take care of me, because I know how to care for myself. And that's one of the gifts of Cancer, is that we move to be this this better nurturer of self and soul. And you reconnect with how you have everything you need. It requires some adjustment. It requires perhaps a new perspective, some greater maturity, but it's there. And that's what we do with the Sun in Cancer. Now, we're going to have more energy in Leo later on in July, and I keep talking about that because it's pretty significant. But know that we build and we journey through each sign with purpose. And so you could have some things coming up right now that you need to clear out and let go of. You think, okay, I really don't want to take that part of myself forward. I really don't want to keep feeling this way. I don't want this to keep triggering me, you know, on and on. This is our time right now to really work with our heart energy, to where we go emotionally, to our places of vulnerability that we can find new strength in, and also acceptance, just acceptance of, okay, this is how I feel about that right now, or this is how I feel about these experiences I've had, and it's okay to simply honor my feelings and to let that be enough. So I feel like this entry into Cancer is going to really like burst open heart chakra, burst open emotional worlds and feelings, but also that need for more self-care, because we see what is unclaimed. Unclaimed. Now, the moon in all this Cancer energy could be a bit much, especially if you don't have any. I had a client yesterday. She didn't have any planets in water signs. She was not. She's not emotional. She's a thinker. She's very much a thinker. So all of this emotional stuff was just like too much for her. She's like, I don't get it. This isn't who I am. I don't understand why people are so emotional. You know, it's not her experience. And so you could find there's other people that don't get it, you know, and that's not their past, that's not their experience, and that's completely valid. But you don't have to hold back yourself because of that. We have a lot of the water. Let's see, we have 6 planets in water over the weekend. And so remember to listen, to be tuned in to the feelings, the intuitive hits, those soul whispers, those things that speak like this. I have a toddler who is almost 2, and he's learning to whisper, and he'll do it randomly. He'll just say, hi, Mommy, how are you? And then he'll go to yelling and be like yelling really loudly in the store yesterday, which is always enjoyable. But that actually is a lovely way to describe the energies right now, is that the water planets will whisper and they want a softer experience. And then the planets in fire signs, this ongoing grand trine in fire, they want to yell. So you could feel yourself moving back and forth between the whisper and the excited yelling. That's just part of what's going on right now. So stay aware of that. Stay conscious of that for yourself. And we will meet back here next Wednesday for our next show as we finish out June. And we keep moving forward in this beautiful year with so many blessings, so much to be grateful for. So many good things happening. I hope you feel it in your life. Sometimes we have to look for it. Sometimes we have to look harder for the good things, but they're there and they're supporting you. And it's really a beautiful time to be here. So I hope you'll join me next Wednesday for our next show. In the meantime, I wish you the very best as we build up to this new moon in Cancer. And take good care of yourself and take good care of those around you. I will see you online, my friends. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.